Professor Celine Bernstein actually contacted us. She said, listen, I can hear you talking about, you know, the fast and the fast and the fast. I'm a professor of nutrition. I can help you out.
Oh, where to go.
So she joins us on the line right now. Professor Celine Bernstein, how are you?
Wonderful, Kathy. So excited to share this information. I've done it with my clients over and over again. They phoned me after the fast, no headaches, no thirst.
Really?
They felt like no cramps, no nothing, but you have to listen.
All right, so Celine, tell us, firstly, can you speak up a little bit? Can you just get closer to the mic? Okay. That's the first thing.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Perfect. And secondly, okay, so what do we do about the headache? Because the headache is something that our bodies react to when we're detoxing from coffee. It could also be dehydration. It could be just a general detox headache.
Okay, so generally, when you have water, the most important thing is to add like a pinch of Himalayan salt to your water so you don't lose electrolytes. And it will also help against cramping, et cetera, and headaches. And you've got to drink a lot. I heard you earlier on, make sure that you cut down on your caffeine and drink as much water as you can. But put in like a pinch of salt in every bottle of water that you drink. You cannot believe the difference, but use Himalayan salt.
Okay. Even from now.
Do that tomorrow. Do that, obviously, the whole day tomorrow before you start the actual fast, which I'm going to tell you how to do.
Okay, amazing. So a pinch of Himalayan pink Himalayan salt, to any water that you drink tomorrow. And you have to up your liquids the whole day tomorrow. Right, and starting tonight. All right, what should we do during the fast? Or not during, how do we prepare for the fast? What should we be starting on?
You must eat a fortune of the right fats. Right fats will stop you craving sugar, and it will stave off the hunger during our 26-hour fast.
Okay, what are the right fats?
Yeah.
Down on the protein. Have a little bit of protein. Fry your vegetables in coconut oil or ghee. Use olive oil, fresh lemon, or a little bit of apple cider vinegar, the good one, into your salad. That also helps with digestion. And add in the olive oil. Have avocado pear. You could have a whole avocado pear. You can eat macadamia nuts, unsalted. What else? Fats. Olives. They might be a bit too salty. I would soak them first. But the whole idea is to cut down on the protein and increase the fat. Go and buy yourself some kosher Omega nut butters and put that over your salad as well. If you've got had gallbladder removed, just be careful because I'm not monitoring you. But the idea is to eat high fat and a little bit of protein.
I find that absolutely fascinating. I would have thought that the protein would have kept you fuller for longer. So, I don't know.
No, the fats do. You know, there's a new program out, new research, Tim Noakes, all the functional medical doctors are following is low carb keto. And the whole idea is to eat the fats to stave off the sugar cravings. One thing, don't buy some MCT oil from health shop and also add it to your meal or put it in your tea before you leave for shul. Without the dairy, of course.
MCT oil.
What is that?
It's from coconut. It also helps with energy. You can't overdo it because you'll get a runny tummy. You have to start off slowly.
Oh, that's the last thing that we need on Yom Kippur.
With the saving off of the hunger. I promise you, many of my clients have complained of headaches, and this particular lady phoned me. She always landed up in hospital. She never had a problem for the last 2 years.
Amazing. Professor Celine Bernstein, that is where we leave it. We wish you and your family Gemar Chatima Tova and an easy and meaningful fast, as I'm sure it shall
and
be.
And thank you to all our Jewish listeners, and thank you for a beautiful program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Professor Celine Bernstein.